All right, everybody, thank you for sticking around and coming back and hearing the podcast version of our discussion with John Novacek, manager of Wausau Trek Store, and we're talking bicycling today. And we talked to John already about his thoughts on wellness and how he does for himself and what he does for others. So what we're going to talk about now is I want to get into more of the getting your bike experience, because I am from the time of you went to the store with $50 in your hand and went, that's cute, and bought a bike and took it home and rode the wheels off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Things have changed.
A little bit.
And now we're adults. Some of us are adults. Some of us are still on the young side that still need a bike. But walk us through what it looks like. So I have come into your store. I'm interested in getting myself a bike. Go.
Welcome to Trek Store.
Thank you.
What brings you in?
I haven't had a bike since I was a child. And I think I always enjoyed it, and I would like to start riding again.
Excellent. Where do you live?
Just down the road here, a couple miles away. A little bit out in the country.
Where do you see yourself riding your bike?
Probably just around my little area, or maybe my husband and I throw him in the back of the truck and go to a park or something, ride around. We like to go hiking, so it'd be kind of fun maybe to take a bike through.
Awesome. What are your goals for getting a bike?
I guess I probably really don't even have any. I mean, it's just a matter of getting out and just doing something.
Being active.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Something maybe less strenuous. I can't go work out and, do that big let's sweat and go pass out, and I don't want to do that. I want something a little more,
A little less impact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can enjoy nature and still get some exercise without going home and crying all day because I hurt myself.
And riding a bike's perfect for that. Have you done any research? Have you talked to friends? Have you been to other bike shops,
The last thing I could say I did research was when my daughter was like 5 years old. She is now 26. Okay. And that was just to get her a bike. And I went, wow, they're expensive.
So that's how we start our conversation with the guests that come in the store. We want to start fact finding. We want to help. We'll find out what their goals are. And then in this case, you weren't even sure really what your goals were, but it ended up being you want to do something active that wasn't super strenuous, but you still get a little exercise. And you haven't done any research on bikes, so it's going to be a one-on-one. It's going to be we're going to go real bare bones and speak in a language that's easy to digest.
Good.
Because we can sit and bike nerd out and talk about gears and derailleurs and other words that people don't know what they mean, and the guest loses interest.
And that's so important because, it's like you go to the doctor and they talk you all the big words and you're like, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I would guess, you've been doing this a minute, so you know how to talk to people about what you do. This is a process of elimination. You figured out
exactly
how to get what people want out of them and get them the right product.
Yeah, and match them up with bikes that would suit their needs well, size them up, and that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize that bikes come in different sizes. We can fit riders from children all the way up to folks that are over 6 foot six. I just fit a guy that was 6 foot eight on a bike.
Wow.
So we can fit most people to a bike. And regardless of size, regardless of shape, I'm living proof. I'm 300 pounds riding a bike.
Sure.
We want to make sure that we're asking questions that will encourage the guests to really think about what they want to do with it so we can really get them the right product. Because our job is to avoid the buyer's remorse when they get home.
Sure.
Just an example. Recently, a customer came in, got all excited, asked all the questions, took the bike home, rode it once, called, said, can I exchange this? And we said, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Because we clearly missed something in our fact finding. And she even admitted, she goes, I thought this is what I wanted. A little longer ride wasn't what I wanted. And we got her on the right bike.
And is that just a physical fit kind of thing, like with her, where
it was a feel. It was the experience on the bike for a little bit longer ride, and we just took care of her. And that's the thing. Riding a bike is, in my opinion, riding a bike can fix a lot of what ails our societies. Through transportation. I love transportation cycling. I have been on multiple boards and committees, including the Municipal Planning Organization Subcommittee for Bicycle Pedestrian, trying to help the local area get a stronger biking infrastructure and also pedestrian infrastructure. I was the chair of that board for many years. I was involved for 18 years, I believe. I had to step away because of work commitments. I still reach out to the boards and offer my insights. And I think it's really important because it's been proven around the world that when you have a strong pedestrian cycling infrastructure, it benefits the entire community. Health, wellness, economy. you make a bike-friendly plaza, more people will go there.
Sure. And that's one of the things with Wellness Wednesday. The inspiration of this was to find places that people maybe see every day and just don't really realize what they do or are intimidated by or just have different, you know, versions of what they think it's about. And I always try to be very careful. I'm not a product peddler, so I don't even want to know the brands of your bikes or anything like that. But it's
that one's a little obvious.
But the whole concept about this is more of a lifestyle than a product, right? Because to be fair, you can go almost anywhere and buy a bike. Any retailer, you can buy some type of thing with two wheels, whether it be a scooter, one of those little pushy ones, something you ride on, stand on, electric vehicles are everywhere.
Yep.
But this is more of you are trying to fit the people correctly. Mm-hmm. You are trying to make it be the best possible experience. You're not all just selling bikes and get them out of your store. You want to help people have a lifestyle that they can maintain.
Exactly.
And enjoy.
Because that's why we're all a bunch of bike nerds that want to help create more bike nerds.
Yeah. And now, this might be a silly question, but what's the longevity of these bikes? Because a lot of these are not inexpensive. Like, you're going to invest, right? But it's not like you have to replace it every year.
Exactly. Now, our society looks at bikes as toys.
Right.
Unfortunately. Yep. They're toys. We got them for Christmas under the tree. They're toys. We got them as kids, so they're toys. Bikes are tools. They're just like any other tool that you use to do any project. You know, you're not going to use a pair of scissors to mow your lawn.
We could.
You could. But it's not the right tool for the job.
Correct.
And bikes, regardless of where you buy them, whether you get them from the department store or you get them from a bike shop, they need regular maintenance. Because even if you pick something up off of Amazon that's only $200, that's 200 real dollars. Last time I checked, I'd be pretty sad if I lost $200 in the wash.
Right. No matter what that thing is, that still costs that money.
And if you maintain it, it will last. You wouldn't not get oil changes in your car. You wouldn't not rotate your tires. You wouldn't forget to put gas in your car. You're going to take care of that investment. And on a smaller scale, a bike's an investment to help you achieve a different goal in your life. It's no different than maintaining other vehicles in your world. You take care of them, they'll take care of you. I have one guest that brought their bike in for service. She told me she has 14,000 miles on this bike.
Wow.
14,000 miles on one bike.
That's amazing.
And she knows she's going to burn through tires, she's going to burn through chains and gears and brake pads, and she's prepared for that. But she takes care of it, and she has 14,000 miles on one bike.
Sure.
And that's only one of her bikes.
And people have, you know, it's all about the importance level to you. And I have a hobby of my own that is very expensive that involves race cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's still money, but do I use it every day? No.
Right.
However, I try to maintain it.
Exactly.
So I like how you said, like, we think bikes are toys, because that is exactly 100% true.
Yep.
I think about that. I see these newer bikes and I go, whew. Because again, we had this little discussion too about, you know, childhood and your little bike that you beat to death and rode the wheels off of it. But that, even that wasn't a toy to the kids.
It was their,
that
was how
your
we got around.
Right.
That was our freedom.
Right.
That was our freedom.
You didn't have to wait for mom or dad or your brother or sister to drive you somewhere. You hopped on your bike and you were gone till the streetlights came on.
And we had a flat tire on your bike and dad wasn't home to fix it for you. You're walking to the pool.
Yep. Or you go to the bike. You go to the closest store and get yourself the little can of fix a flat stuff, or you rigged it up somehow. Every kid I knew had their bike rigged somehow to keep it together.
Duck
so, yeah. So how far we have come.
Absolutely.
And it's still, you can still have that mentality, but with good new equipment of today, and you can kind of recapture maybe something you used to like in your childhood. Or if you are into the heavy cycling or the competitions and the long hauls, you've got that too.
Absolutely. We can cover the entire gambit. But realistically, and bike shops have a little bit of a stigma that, oh, I'm not a racer, because it's kind of what they associate with. Because in a lot of cases, you walk into a bike shop, you're seeing the 150-pound racer-style person behind the counter, and you're like, oh, that's not me.
Yeah, I just want to ride around in the park.
I just want to ride around with my kids, yeah. And, you know, I try to employ people. I hire great people. Everything else I'll teach them. And if they have a really deep passion for the activity, and note I didn't call it a sport.
Yeah.
It's an activity. Even better. And, you know, right now I've got a team full of people that all have different goals of their own. And they try to relate to that guest that comes through the door. We try to go from a place of empathy. We don't know what kind of day they've had. Hopefully we can be the bright spot in their day.
Yeah.
Because bikes are fun.
Yeah. It is fun. I'm kind of excited talking to you. I'm like, hey, man. You know, we kind of did a little fun role play, but I'm like, maybe I really should come talk to you.
I know a place.
Yeah, I think I might know a guy. I met him when I was in there talking to you.
Tall, no hair.
Yeah.
That guy.
That'd be the guy. I heard he's really knowledgeable. So, great. I think that's a really good place to stop us for today. And we have more we can talk about.
So much more.
We'll get you back in here again and talk a little bit closer to non-winter activities in springtime here. Mm-hmm. But there'll be lots of stuff going on. I want you to tell everybody again where you are located, how to get a hold of you. And do you have any kind of like a calendar events at all in your website for upcoming things, or is that...
Our website's going through a bit of an overhaul. Following us on Facebook, Trek Store Wausau on Facebook, or any of our affiliate stores, Trek Store Stevens Point, Stadium Bike in Green Bay, Trek Store Sheboygan, depending on where you live. We have 5 stores. We are independently owned, locally operated, always have been. And don't let the name fool you. We are on Stewart Avenue, directly across from 2510 Restaurant at 2601 Stewart Avenue. That's the best way to find us. We're 11 to 6 Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturdays, closed on Sundays. Come see us.
Fantastic.
We like to just talk bikes, too.
Yeah, stop in and see these guys, get some information, you know, kind of revisit your childhood maybe and do it right adult style.
Absolutely.
You're not driving the same car you were driving it when you got out of high school, so maybe upgrade the bike, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, it was a pleasure having you in here, John. Thank you again. We will talk to you again. And thanks, everybody, for joining us on Wellness Wednesday.